So let's review. Today's daf begins with the Mishnah at the bottom of daf Yud Amud Beis, where after having discussed Yadois and Kinuyin in the previous dafim, the Mishnah now presents examples of Hatfasa. Hatfasa means that the person did not make a direct statement of a neder, but rather that said that the mutter item should become usr like the usr item. Hatfasa is considered to be a full neder statement. The Mishnah presents three categories of examples of a valid Hatfasa. Zak the Mishnah. Ha'aymer l'chulin sha'aychalach, lo'y kasher, v'lo'y dachi, lo'y tahar. The Ron explains, kulu b'pasoches halamed karin lo. He pronounced the lamed with a pasach, l'chulin, or l'kasher, etc. And he said, l'chulin sha'aychalach, l'kasher sha'aychalach. U'mishem hachi aser, d'mishtamoi lo'y chulin ele karbon, lo'y kasher ele aser. L'chulin is understood as lo'y chulin, not chulin. Therefore, what he's saying is that this food shall be for him like food that is not chulin, meaning that it should be like kachim, or like food that is not dachi, which means not tahar, or not kosher, meaning that it should be aser. Iran explains that we assume he meant it to be aser, like a davar ha-nadr, and not like a davar ha-aser, because stam nadarim l'hachmer. In this first series, the person used a negative expression, the food should not be mutter, and we must employ the concept of machlala v'tishmehen, that which is implied is as if he said that it should be aser. The Mishnah continues, v'tamei neiser upigul aser, or if a person said tamei sha'aychalach, we understand it to mean that the person is referring to the carbon, that this food should be for him like a carbon that became tamei neiser upigul, and therefore the food is aser to him. In the second series, the person used a positive expression that the food should become aser. The Mishnah continues, ki'imra, ki'dirim, ki'etzim, ki'ishim, ki'mizbeach, ki'heichel, ki'rishalayim, nadir ba'echad mikol mishamash ha'mizbeach, or if a person said that the food should be for him like a lamb that is set aside to be a carbon, like the pen that holds animals that were set aside to be a carbon, like the wood used on the mizbeach, like the fire on the mizbeach, like the karbanis that were brought in the Mizbeach, in the Heichel, or in Yerushalayim, or like any of the kelim used for the Mizbeach, the din is, afal pishalei hizkur karbon hari zeh neder b'karbon. Even though he did not mention the word karbon in any of these nedarim, it is still considered a neder which he was matfis b'karbon. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ha'imi Yerushalayim lo amaklum. Rabbi Yehuda explains that unlike in the first or second series where he does not have to say kelachulin or kenoiser, but in the last series, he must say it with a kaf, k'Yerushalayim, k'Heichel. In this third series, he referred to something that is itself not aser, but only relates to the carbon that is aser. Therefore, it is only effective if he said it should be like these items. Regarding the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Trei tanoi alib Rabbi Yehuda. There is a machlekes tanoim as to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda when a person says that a food should be to him k'Yerushalayim. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that it is a valid neder, because we understand the person to be referring to the karbonis brought in Yerushalayim. There's another Tana in the Braisa who holds that it is not a valid neder, because the person is referring to the walls and wood of the city of Yerushalayim, which is not a davar hakarv. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the first halacha of the Mishnah, that if a person said, l'chulin sha'aychalach, aser, l'chulin is understood as loy chulin, not chulin. Therefore, what he's saying is that this food shall be for him like food that is not chulin, meaning that it should be like kachin. Since he used a negative expression, the food should not be mutter, we must employ the concept of machlala v'tishmehen, that which is implied is as if he said that it should be aser. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees, because Rabbi Meir less lay machlala v'tishmehen. Therefore, if a person says l'chulin sha'aychalach, it is mutter because it is not a valid neder. The Gemara proceeds to teach that, nevertheless, in a mission later on Daf Yud Gimel, we find la karbon loy oichalach, remeir oiser. We cannot explain the statement of remeir that the person meant to say loy karbon masha loy oichalach, aval karbon masha oichalach, because remeir less le machalal vatesh mehen. Therefore, it must be explained as follows. We do not read it la karbon with a pasach, but le karbon with a shva. And we interpret his words in two parts, as follows. Lik carbon, it should be like a carbon, and therefore lo'aychalach, I shall not eat it. This is also based on Stam Nedarim Lahachmer.